I'm doing all of those things every single morning during a 90-minute morning routine where I don't have anything that is from the outside coming in. I haven't checked email or social media. I won't even go online at this point. This is all a non-negotiable, all inwardly faced morning routine to make sure that I'm charging my body and my soul before I start my day. And then this is my office right here.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Angus and I sat down with John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire. Now, JLD, for those of you that don't know, runs a podcast called Entrepreneurs on Fire. And since its inception in 2012, he has earned over $14 million. In fact, in October this year, he earned $176,264 alone in that month. So a guy who has had tremendous success, and he has interviewed over 2,000 successful entrepreneurs about what makes them tick, what gives them the extra edge to make them successful. And we wanted to find that out. What were the ingredients? What are the ingredients of someone who is successful? And we asked JLD this exact question. We also wanted to know what makes him tick, what enables him to produce the amount of work that he does, to have the success that he does in his life. And he really dived in. So he does share his morning routine, his ritual. So if you want to be more successful, have a busier practice, busier life, and at the same time, have a great practice, but not at the expense of other areas of your life, then you're going to love this episode of the Marketing Your Practice podcast. So without further ado, enjoy this conversation with JLD. John Lee Dumas, welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Great to see you.
Well, I am fired up to be here, you two. The energy, the vibe in this room is pretty awesome.
It's a kind of vibe that makes its way around the world. So, John, we're super excited to sit here with you this morning, having the ability to chat with somebody who's coached, interviewed more than 2,000 successful entrepreneurs. We want to get right down to the nitty-gritty. Characteristics, what are the common traits that you've seen after having this many conversations with people that are knocking it out of the park?
Yeah, so there's definitely some commonalities that everybody feels, whatever that might be. Number one is they're focused. They really just have this focus, and I love the acronym for focus, which is follow one course until success. Like, they are focused on doing one thing better than anything else. And guess what? They may be really crappy at a lot of things. They don't care. Like, they let other people do those things. They have one thing that they're good at, their job, and then they marry that focus with productivity and with discipline. So they are very productive on a day-to-day basis on what they're doing. And again, for me, productive, this is a kind of a tricky word, because a lot of people think they're productive, but the problem is they're producing the wrong things. They're spending all of this time being reactive instead of proactive, and they're just creating, but with no purpose. So they're productive without purpose. But if you have productivity with purpose, then you're going to win. When you're producing the right content long-term, you win. And then discipline, to me, that's all about being a disciple to a plan of action. Like, when you wake up in the morning, do you have a plan of action? A lot of people don't. Most people don't. When I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what my plan of action is. I have a 90-minute morning routine that's a non-negotiable. Nothing can get in the way of that. And then I have my day planned out. You know, like today, as we're chatting right now, I have 18 back to action for the day. And guess what? I am going to execute on that plan of action. A lot of people will be like, man, that is just, how can you do that? It's crazy. 18 interviews in one day. I'm like, you know what? 7 p.m. is going to come tonight. And I'm either going to have done 18 episodes or not. And guess what? I choose to be on the side of I'm going to do the 18 episodes. So that's why I love being disciplined, having a disciple commitment to a plan of action and executing.
Awesome. How do you work out whether, because you talked about focus and there's a purpose or a plan, how do you know whether you're actually doing the right things? Is there a check that we can kind of work through to that we're not just busy getting stuff done, but we're busy getting the right stuff done?
Yeah, so that's going to come with time. I mean, you don't just start whatever it is that you're going to be doing in this world and like all of a sudden you're just great at doing it. So that's why you really need to be focused and cognizant on like, what is it that you're doing every single day that's working? What are you doing every single day that's not working? And when you kind of really start to track these different things and keep track and journal and reflect and meditate on these things, you're going to pretty quickly be building up a really great understanding about what works in your business and what doesn't. And when you kind of start to carve out to what is that, and you're doing these 20% of these, you're doing that 20%. And then you look and you say, how can I hire virtual assistants or people on my team to do the 80% of things that's not my genius that I shouldn't be doing anyways, but still, you know, needs to get done in my business, but doesn't need to get done by me. And then you get that dialed in and then you turn up a notch. And what's the 20% of the 20% of things that you're doing? And then how can you hire out for that other gap right there? And so as you continue to up level your game, and I've been doing this now, you know, every 3 to 4 months for 6 years, you really start to just say, wow, I'm literally only doing things that are in my wheelhouse. Like right here where I'm talking to the two of you, like I can't outsource that. I don't want to outsource that. Like this is one thing that I do and I do really well. And so this is where I spend my time. But, you know, as far as, you know, am I crafting my next 25 social media posts to go out, you know, on Twitter and Instagram? Like, no, like I have people that are curating, that are creating. Are they running things by me? Of course. But they're doing all the nitty gritty. They're doing all the things that I don't need to be doing. I can get final approval, final recommendations, the final stamp, but I don't need to be in the weeds on all of those things. Like this is where I lay. The other things doesn't have to be. So it's not.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned your morning ritual, your 90-minute routine that's non-negotiable. Can you take us through that? What are you up to?
So number one, I believe that you win tomorrow today. So how are you going to win tomorrow today? Well, before I go to bed, I'm actually sitting down and I am crafting out what my tomorrow looks like so that I can wake up with a plan of action. Then after I've planned out what my tomorrow is going to look like and make sure that I have that all squared away, then I'm making sure that I'm going to be in bed at a proper hour for me, which is going to be, you know, around 9:15, because I want to get 8 hours of sleep before I wake up at a minimum. So I'm going to be in bed at my proper hour, which is around 9:15, for a hopefully great night's sleep. And I actually have my Oura Ring. It's actually not in my premise right now, but I have an Oura Ring, which tracks my sleep. So when I'm sleeping, I make sure that I'm wearing that ring to really understand, okay, you know, why was my sleep score here and the next day it was here and I really didn't do anything different? Well, one thing I did do different is I ate within an hour of going to sleep that night, but not that night. So it really behooves me not to eat, you know, within 3 to 4 hours of actually falling asleep. And so now I am planning my sleep because I'm continuously improving and tweaking that. I'm waking up in the morning. My first thing is a 16-ounce glass of water with lemon drops and Himalayan sea salt. With a full lemon squeeze in it and Himalayan sea salt, mixing that up to really get that first kind of like charge of hydration into my body. Then I'm downstairs to my gym. I'm working out with my virtual trainer. I'm sitting in my infrared sauna for 30 minutes. Then I'm taking a nice cold shower out by my pool. Then I'm sitting down by the pool as the nice Puerto Rican sun's rising and giving me incredible vitamin D, natural style by the pool. I'm reading a business book. Then I'm practicing. Then I'm doing some breathing techniques. Then I'm meditating, and then I'm journaling. I'm doing all of those things every single morning during a 90-minute morning routine where I don't have anything that is from the outside coming in. I haven't checked email or social media. I won't even go online at this point. This is all a non-negotiable, all inwardly faced morning routine to make sure that I'm charging my body and my soul before I start my day. And then this is my office right here that you're seeing behind me. This is the headquarters for Entrepreneurs on Fire. This is where I operate. I'll get here 8:30 a.m., kind of that time frame, and that's when I'll start my day. Like that's when I'll actually go online and see what's going on in the world, but not until then.
Such a great example of just living life on your terms and running your business on your terms, not on anyone else's terms. Inspiring. So, folks, if you need a couple of little pokes up the bum, you've just got it there from JLD on fire. JLD, where do people go? Where do they go?
Well, you know, listen, thanks for having me on today. I wish we could have spent more time together. Hopefully we can get together some other time and chat a little bit longer for sure. But if you want to find out more about me, all the magic happens at eofire.com. That's our headquarters. We have a lot of free gifts just waiting for entrepreneurs there. And of course, my podcast is Entrepreneurs on Fire. So check it out.
John, great to spend time with you. Thanks for sharing so generously with our crew. we look forward to hopefully seeing again sometime over there in that Puerto Rican sun. So good luck with the rest of your interviews today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.